The two newest members of baseball's Hall of Fame are Wade Boggs and Ryne Sandberg. The two were elected to the Hall yesterday. Like many of the game's biggest stars, Wade Boggs signed a lucrative contract toward the end of his career to play for the New York Yankees. And the Yankees have been busy during this offseason, too. Their latest acquisition appears to be Randy Johnson, one of baseball's most dominant pitchers. Commentator Frank DeFord wonders if there's a point of diminishing returns for baseball's winningest franchise.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye, all you psychiatrists, counselors, clergymen, and all others who can peer deeply into the hearts of citizens. Gather round and pray tell me, are New York Yankee fans happy? Really? Is there any joy to the sporting life if you're able to accumulate most all that your heart desires? Is that satisfying? Is that fun? Rooting for a team in any sport is supposed to entail a certain amount of disappointment. No, 86 years of frustration that Boston baseball fans famously endured, or 96 and counting, as is the way of the world with the Cubs, that may be a bit more than anyone should have to suffer to prove a point. But as much as we have plumbed the depths of the souls of Red Sox and Chicago boosters, is it not time to turn the worm and examine Yankee rooters just as closely? Here again this winter, New York's richest have obtained just about all they wanted on the open market. Second base a bit weak. Presto, pay for a 300 hitter from the National League champions. First base may be iffy because a $120 million prize of a couple years ago has struggled a bit with his medications. So bring back a $3 million bagatelle. And then this young star pitcher from Florida and that one from Atlanta, not to mention the runner-up National League Cy Young Award winner for, another $16 million or so. A bit more of this, a bit more of that. While other major league teams have been lucky to add maybe one bauble, while other workaround franchises have actually lost their desirable heroes, the Yankees have just blithely piled silk upon satin. Tell me, Yankee fans, does this give you pleasure, really? Years ago, someone suggested that rooting for the Yankees was like rooting for General Motors. That's not a fair enough analogy anymore. Today, rooting for the Yankees is like rooting for OPEC. How much can it mean to win when your team simply outbuys everybody else so it's not a fair fight? Think back, you older Yankee fans, to all those Arabian movies, the ones usually starring Cornel Wilde, where the Sultan just kept adding pretty girls to his harem. Did you root for the Sultan? Did anybody? Steinbrenner may be the potentate, but as far as I can see, Yankee fans are enablers. They're perfectly satisfied to support his athletic harem. The Yankees laugh at baseball's luxury tax, which was supposed to be a statute that kept things reasonably competitive. But, as Mr. Bumble said all too well, if the law supposes that, the law is an ass. The Yankees ante up 90% of that tax. And don't swallow hard. In the last couple of years, the Yankees have had payrolls around 40 and 50% bigger than the next most prodigal franchise. But if extravagance gladdens the hearts of Yankee fans, so be it. To me, though, victory would never be enough. If your Yankees lose, you're even more disappointed because you were supposed to win. And if you win, what's the point?
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.